Second Kings, chapter 25. And in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came with all his army against Jerusalem, and laid siege to it. They built siege works against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine became so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city wall. The king with all the soldiers fled by night by the way of the gate between the two walls, by the king's garden, though the Chaldeans were all around the city. They went in the direction of Araba. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered, deserting him. Then they captured the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah, who passed sentence on him. They slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, then put out the eyes of Zedekiah. They bound him in fetters, and took him to Babylon. In the fifth month, on the seventh day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord, the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, every great house he burned down. All the army of the Chaldeans who were with the captain of the guard broke down the walls around Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried into exile the rest of the people who were left in the city, and the deserters who had defected to the king of Babylon, all the rest of the population. But the captain of the guard left some of the poorest people of the land to be vine-dressers and tillers of the soil. The bronze pillars that were in the house of the Lord, as well as the stands and the bronze sea that were in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans broke in pieces and carried the bronze to Babylon. They took away the pots, the shovels, the snuffers, the dishes for incense, and all the bronze vessels used in the temple service, as well as the fire pans and the basins. What was made of gold the captain of the guard took away for the gold, and what was made of silver for the silver. As for the two pillars, the one sea and the stands which Solomon had made for the house of the Lord, the bronze of all these vessels was beyond weighing. The height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and on it was a bronze capital. The height of the capital was 3 cubits. Latticework and pomegranates, all of bronze, were on the capital all around. The second pillar had the same with the latticework. The captain of the guard took the chief priest Seraiah, the second priest Zephaniah, and the three guardians of the threshold. From the city he took an officer who had been in command of the soldiers, and 5 men of the king's council who were found in the city. The secretary, who was the commander of the army who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land who were found in the city. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them, and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. The king of Babylon struck them down, and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah went into exile out of its land. He appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, as governor over the people who remained in the land of Judah, whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had left. Now when all the captains of the forces and their men heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah as governor, they came with their men to Gedaliah at Mizpah, namely Ishmael son of Nethaniah, Johanan son of Keriah, Seraiah son of Tanhumeth the Netophathite, and Jaazaniah son of the Maacathite. Gedaliah swore to them and their men, saying, "Do not be afraid because of the Chaldean officials. Live in the land, serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you." But in the 7th month, Ishmael son of Nethaniah son of Elishama of the royal family came with 10 men. They struck down Gedaliah so that he died, along with the Judeans and Chaldeans who were with him at Mizpah. Then all the people, high and low, and the captains of the forces set out and went to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldeans. In the 37th year of the exile of King Jehoiakim of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, King Evil-Merodach of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, released King Jehoiakim of Judah from prison. He spoke kindly to him, and gave him a seat above the other seats of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiakim put aside his prison clothes. Every day of his life he dined regularly in the king's presence. For his allowance, A regular allowance was given him by the king, a portion every day, as long as he lived. 1 Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The descendants of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The descendants of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Diphath, and Togarmah. The descendants of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The descendants of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The descendants of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabtica. The descendants of Rama: Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. He was the first to be a mighty one on the earth. Egypt became the father of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, Kasluhim, and Kaphtorim, from whom the Philistines come. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgasites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The descendants of Shem: Elam, Ashur, Arpakshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hur, Gether, and Meshech. Arpakshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and the name of his brother Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almadad, Shelef, Hazar Maveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimiel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the descendants of Joktan. Shem, Arpakshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies: the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth and Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Nephish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine: she bore Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanuch, Abida, and Eldaah. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Ziphai, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Misa. The sons of Seir: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan: Horai and Homam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal: Alian, Manahath, Ebal, Shephai, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon: Aya and Anna. The sons of Anna: Dishon. The sons of Dishon: Hamram, Eshban, Ithran, and Keran. The sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zervan, and Jeachan. The sons of Dishon: Uz and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, son of Beor, whose city was called Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah of Bozrah, succeeded him. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites succeeded him. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him. And the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla and Masrekah succeeded him. When Samla died, Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates succeeded him. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him. The name of his city was Pai, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Mehzahab, and Hadad died. The clans of Edom were: clans Timnah, Aliah, Jetheth, Aholibama, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the clans of Edom. 1 Chronicles chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Er, Onan, and Shelah. These three the Canaanite woman Bathshua bore him. Now Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death. His daughter-in-law Tamar also bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Kalkol, and Dara, five in all. The sons of Carmi: Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the matter of the devoted thing, and Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons of Hezron, who were born to him: Jerahmeel, Ram, and Chelubai. Ram became the father of Aminadab, and Aminadab became the father of Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon became the father of Salma, Salma of Boaz, Boaz of Obed, Obed of Jesse. Jesse became the father of Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shimeah the third, Nathanael the fourth, Redai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh, and their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The sons of Zeruiah: Abishai, Joab, and Asahel, three. Abigail bore Amasa. The father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. These were her sons: Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur became the father of Uri, and Uri became the father of Bezalel. Afterward Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub became the father of Jair, who had 23 towns in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took from them Havoth-Jair, Kenath, and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, in Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, wife of Hezron, bore him Ashur, father of Tekoa. The sons of Jerahmeel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel also had another wife, whose name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab: Seled and Apaim, and Seled died childless. The son of Apaim: Ishai. The son of Ishai: Sheshan. The son of Sheshan: Alai. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother: Jether and Jonathan, and Jether died childless. The sons of Jonathan: Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jerahmeel. Now Sheshan had no sons, only daughters. But Sheshan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jarha. So Sheshan gave his daughter in marriage to his slave Jarha, and she bore him Attai. Attai became the father of Nathan, and Nathan of Zabad. Zabad became the father of Ephlal, and Ephlal of Obed. Obed became the father of Jehu, and Jehu of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Helez, and Helez of Eleasa. Eleasa became the father of Sismai, and Sismai of Shalom. Shalom became the father of Jechemiah, and Jechemiah of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, brother of Jerahmeel: Misha, his firstborn, who was father of Ziph. The sons of Marisha, father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron: Korah, Tapua, Rikim, and Shema. Shema became father of Raham, father of Jorkiam, and Rikim became the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai: Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-Zur. Apha also, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez, and Haran became the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai: Rigim, Jotham, Geshan, Pelet, Epha, and Shaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Shaph, father of Madmana, Sheva, father of Machbena, and father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah: Shobal, father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, father of Bethlehem, and Hareth, father of Beth-Gader. Shobal, father of Kiriath-Jearim, had other sons, Aroeh, half of the Menuhoth, and the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorahites and the Eshtolites. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites. The families also of the scribes that lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, father of the house of Rechab.